Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start. Yet again, we are doing this right before bed after a long day, and I'm tired of shit. So here's I've been doing this thing where every time I have, I think, a good idea or something I want to talk about or something that I think might benefit me later as far as a topic for a podcast goes or a business idea, I just whip out my phone, I open the notes app, and I write it down. And I've been doing that for a couple weeks, and I've got actually quite a large list of things that I think are good ideas. And the reason why I write them down in the first place is because I think there's something to them. I mean, if I have a thought and there's not much to it, I just let the thought pass. But if I have a thought and I think it's worth something, then that's when I whip out my phone, because I don't want to forget it. And so here's one of them I'm going to share with you. So also, it's March 16th. It's 9:54 p.m. I'm at my desk. But here's one of them that I came up with. And I'm hesitant to share this one because I like this one a lot. But I want to write a book. And the book would be focused on, I don't want to say critical thinking, but it would be focused on questioning and thought and curiosity and acceptance and perspective and all this stuff. And so the book would be called Size Matters, or Why Size, or no, Size Matters, and then it would be Why the Length of Our Questioning, the Depth of Our Thinking, and the Width of Our Perspective Matters. And the book would go into critical thinking, questioning everything, really evaluating why things are the way they are and who said they have to be that way, and why we should or shouldn't, for who, for whatever reason. And then that goes into the depth of your thinking, the length of your questioning, you know, and then obviously the width of your perspective, or the girth of your perspective. And the title of that book would be for no other reason than to get clicks, because let's face it, every time you see Size Matters, everybody thinks of one thing. And so that's the idea. That's some marketing done for me. So that's my idea. I'd appreciate it if you didn't take it from me. So anyway, there's that one. The next one here is, these are all thoughts I've written down. So you can connect the dots however way you'd like. Your life narrative is up to you. This and that happened for this, not that. And then this and that happened for the other thing, not that. And the perspective is the key here. So Steve Jobs said something, and he said, you can only connect the dots backwards. But I think of it a different way. I think you could connect the dots however you want to be in any kind of narrative shaping, forming, whatever life you want. There's been certain times in my life where I can look back and be like, oh, that's why this happened. And then that happened. And coincidentally, I'm in this spot. No way. Of course it worked that way. This is meant to be. And you can form that. But you can also change the whole thing. I mean, you're in control of that. So I think you should use that to power yourself to give you, or you should use that to empower yourself to back up your whatever you're doing. I mean, that's kind of a bias in a way, but if it helps you and it reinforces whatever you're doing and it propels you forward, that's only a good thing. It doesn't hurt anybody for you to believe that your past has led you to this certain point and you have the certain things or this or whatever to be there. That's only a good thing. All right, next one. Balance must be defined. Is balance in days, weeks, months, years, decades, life? Because a lot of people talk about balance, but a lot of people assume that everyone's balance is on a day or weekly basis. But I heard Andy Frisella talk about it, where he talks about balance being something that is a lifetime thing, not a daily thing, not a weekly thing, not even a monthly thing, not even a yearly thing. It's a life thing. So you spend maybe the first 30 years unbalanced, and then the last 30 years balanced. I don't know. So it's 30-30. That's balance. That's 50-50. That is the name of the game with balance. And so it got me thinking about how people define balance and what they I guess, refer to when they say that word. It just all depends on how you define it. Okay, next one. It is easier to believe in yourself when you have proof that you are who you say you are and do what you say you do. And this is kind of taking away from Alex Hormozi, but I was my thought process when I wrote this. So it's easier to believe that I can do very hard shit when in my recent past I've done very hard shit. If you see an elephant fly, you're going to believe from that point forward that elephants can fly. All it takes is proof. So therefore, the first time you do anything is as hard as it's going to get. So I can't remember why I wrote that down, but the thought was, I'm not worried about doing hard shit. I'm not worried about the things that are coming up in my life that have yet to happen, whether it's business or whatever. I'm not worried about that. I know I can power through this shit because I have, and this is where Alex Hormozi comes in, a stack of undeniable proof that I am who I say I am. I have that in my back pocket. You know, I'm doing everything. I've completed 75 hard. I've done phase one. I've done phase two. I've owned up my failure on day 25 and day five. You know, integrity's at an all-time high. Discipline's at an all-time high. Keeping the standard high is at an all-time high. I'm just kicking fucking ass. And so when I think about that and what I'm doing, it's very clear that I can handle a lot of shit now. And I'm confident in the fact that I can handle a lot of shit. And so therefore, I have belief in myself based on proof of what I've done and what I've accomplished and what I continue to do every single day. And I'd like to give credit here to the ice bath because that shit, I never want to do it. And it keeps me doing something very hard for me that I don't want to do. And I think that's been quite a very important factor for me. So shout out to the ice bath. I've got probably like 20 more of these. I'm only going to share a couple more. But let's see. Next one is... Nope, next one, C. So I can't remember exactly the thought behind this, but people like to complicate everything and they say that they can't learn it because it's too hard and they don't want to spend the time or whatever. And so I thought of an analogy. It's pretty simple, but so driving a car is a very complex system of a multitude of movements. You're flying down the road at 20 to 80 miles per hour, monitoring your surroundings, checking your mirrors, foot on the gas pedal. If you're driving manual, it's a whole other thing. Making sure your speed limit's in check. You know, hands on the steering wheel. You're seated in the chair safely. Your seatbelt's on. You're focused on the road, making sure that nothing's flying. You're doing all this shit when you're driving. One wrong move, and you could kill yourself and others around you. That's all it takes. One swerve of the wheel, you're done. You know, if you're not paying attention, you could swerve off the road. You could kill yourself. Whatever. Just one wrong move. That's it. All it takes is one wrong move. Quick interject, death or life has to get lucky every day. Death only has to get lucky once. I can't remember where I heard that, but I thought that was very powerful. But through repetition and consistency in driving, we adapt and we learn the skill of driving. It becomes second nature. That's why people can zone out while driving and still be 100% okay. You just go on autopilot and the once arduous, complex task becomes boring and uninteresting. People fall asleep while driving. You don't fall asleep or fall while fighting a grizzly bear. You know what I mean? It just becomes second nature. You've done it. So, high achievers have learned how to drive the car of life by taking a difficult machine of systems and adapting to them and going on autopilot, tracking performance, managing time, managing employees, raising a family and supporting them, hitting the gym, tracking food intake, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you think driving a car is too complex and quit, you won't ever learn how to drive a car. But if you think having a successful life is too hard and impossible, you won't ever have one. And so that's the thought that I had there. I'm going to share one more. Well, that's a big long one, actually. And then here's another thought. So I was thinking, so I'm writing my core values right now. I'm just writing them all out, the ones that are very important to me and the ones that I can resonate with truthfully, not just writing some bullshit and saying I identify with it, but writing everything that I truly resonate with as a man myself. So, and I think it's 12 or 11. I don't have them pulled up, but for the intro to the podcast of Your New Norm, whenever that drops, I was just thinking about episode ideas, and I thought I was just throwing numbers. So the numbers aren't important here. It's just a placeholder. but 8 commitments to make in 2024. And some of my core values are commitment, personal excellence, integrity, keeping your word, discipline, empathy, and physical excellence. So those are just some examples here. But the podcast names would be, and then again, the numbers are placeholders. They don't mean anything. It could be whatever number. 8 commitments to make in 2024, 6 areas in your life you can pursue personal excellence, 11 ways to practice integrity, 20 ways to keep your word to yourself, 13 ways to build discipline, 5 exercises to be better and 11 programs to follow for peak physical excellence. And that would be those would be the titles of the podcast. And then in the podcast, I would dive deep on each one of these and try to provide as much value as possible. And I mean that, not just saying a whole bunch of shit, but like provide resources and links and all that stuff. I want to make it very valuable. That's one of the ideas that I had, because I would like to have that be the podcast that's nice, but also be something that is almost engaging and active and people get something from it as opposed to just my voice. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to share one more, and then I guess I'll do some quick updates. But this is what I wrote. So failure is a choice. If you fail and you give up out of failure, okay, let's go ahead and restart this. Failure is a choice. If you fail and you give up, oh, I definitely use voice chat for this. That's right, because I'm at work. Yeah. Hold on, let me see. It's okay. So if you fail but continue to press on, that becomes a lesson in the journey that you can then use to make further progression. You can fail 1,000 times in a row, but if you learn from each of those 1,000 mistakes, that's 1,000 steps closer to the goal, which is success. Therefore, you never failed. You just learned not to do it, which is a mass attribution. I definitely used voice chat. Which is a massive... I don't even know what I tried to say. I just attribute to Home Edison is what it says. Thomas Edison, where he said... I'm just going to read what it says, okay? So you guys can understand why I'm having a seizure here. Therefore, never fail. You just learn not to do it, which is a mass attribution to Home Edison. Said discount 10,000. Also mention because he failed 10,000. He is have electricity. Okay, so clearly that's voice chat, but I mean, it goes back to that. Thomas Edison didn't fail 10,000 times. He just found out 10,000 ways to not make a light bulb. And how crazy, what would life look like without electricity now? So failing forward is important. Failing is critical to success. So that's what that was about. But failure is a choice. You can fail. And if you decide to get back up and keep moving, that's a lesson. It's not failure. But if you fail and you don't get back up and you just accept defeat, and you resort back to where your life was before, that's a failure. And yeah. And then this, I'm going to read one more actually. This one says, by and large. All right. So yeah, I've just been writing down thoughts that I have. Something that I could piece off of or just remember or know that I have. So there's some things that I think I come up with and I'm like, damn, dude, that's actually pretty good. And then other things I go back and read later and I think, why is that something that I thought was worth writing down? So it's just the context that's missing. You know, I had a good idea maybe in the context of a certain thing. I didn't write the context down. I just wrote the thought or the idea. And so therefore, when I go back to look at it, it doesn't make sense. But it is what it is. So, yeah, so... You know, I think that's it, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing. Everything's going well with me, just working my ass. Oh, one more thing, actually. This might be a little bit longer, but... So I'm thinking, it's because I had a really bad day at FedEx today. It was just super long, and I was tired as shit. I'm very tired. I'm very sore. I still have to eat so much and drink so much. And I was thinking, I was like, oh, thank goodness I don't work tomorrow. But I don't mean that. I want to work. So why did I say it? And so I think it's just natural to say some of these things that we've always said when we're trying to be better. I don't know exactly where I'm going with that. But I was just reverse engineering it. I was like, okay, so am I really stoked that I don't work tomorrow? And I was like, no, I'm just stoked that I get to sleep in. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm just stoked that I get to sleep in, if I just went to bed early enough, I would wake up naturally. I wouldn't sleep in. So it's not about sleeping in. It's about getting enough sleep. Because if I can sleep and wake up naturally, it doesn't matter the time. That's exciting for me. So it's not about not working. It's not about sleeping in till noon. It's about getting rest. And so what I pretty much concluded from that tiny little exercise is that when I'm toast and I'm exhausted and I don't want to go to work the next day or whatever it is, or I'm excited that I finally have a day off, it's probably because I just want to rest and I want to wake up rested. It has nothing to do with not wanting to work or wanting to sleep. It has nothing to do with that, for me, that is. So I was able to figure that out for myself just by measuring the length of my questioning and the depth of my thinking and the width of my perspective from my new book, Size Matters. So that's what I'm talking about, man. I see a whole bunch of those points in the book just to get you to think differently, see things a little bit differently. Love that shit. So I'm not excited that I don't have work tomorrow. I am excited that I get to sleep and I get to rest. That's what I'm excited about. Okay, anything else that I need to share here? I haven't talked about... I'll share that tomorrow. I was going to share where I'm at with the sampling process and the supplement and everything, because I haven't talked about it in a while. But everything's still going good. I'm just pretty much just still sampling the same flavor. There's nothing really much to update on that. Is that it? Well, as of today, we've got some streaks going. We've got 149 days in a row recording a podcast. We've got 114 days in a row taking an ice bath, 39 degrees, 5 minutes or longer. We're about to have 48 days of the following: a gallon of water, tracking my new daily nutrition intake, 225 grams of protein. It's all 47. It's about to be 48. And then we have the intake form at night, which is 30. It'll be 35 days tonight. And I have not looked at the data once for that, so it's not served me yet, but I'm sure it will be when I look at it. So that's exciting. Currently reading 100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi and Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. Just trying to learn as much as I can, trying to just work on something, whether that's myself or ideas or whatever. You know, life changes quick, man. All of a sudden I have a townhome and I don't know, man. It's crazy. So anyway, still working hard, still keeping the standard high, still doing shit I don't want to do, still working very hard, still pushing myself to grow. So that's it. That's the show. That's all I got today. So it's 10:10 p.m., March 16, 2024, sitting at my desk, and I am going to not go to bed because I still have to drink water and eat a lot. So, and when I say eat a lot, I mean about 30 grams of protein. So that's it. Thanks, guys, for listening. Talk to you later. Peace. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.